There was so much static in my sweater, and that a sock stuck to me. I'm glad I didn't go to school like that.
That sock was easy for others to see, even though you couldn't. Sin is like that, too. Well, hey, you're listening to Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith. My name is Zach. Boy, I've got a great story today, and it's kind of funny, too. But first, I want to go to the Bible. In the Psalms, chapter 139, there are a couple of great verses. 23 and 24 says this, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." And now our story for today, it's called Static Cling. Eden's sweater crackled as she pulled it over her head. She smoothed down her hair and hurried downstairs for breakfast. "What's so funny?" she asked her brother as she took her seat at the table. "There's a sock stuck to your back," said Jack. "Oops," said Mom as she removed the sock from Eden's sweater. "That's caused by static electricity. It makes things stick to each other." "Well, I'm glad Jack noticed it," Eden said. "It would have been embarrassing to go to school with a sock on my back." After breakfast, Mom picked up her phone. "Let's read a few Bible verses before you go to school," she said. "And let's make sure there isn't any sin clinging to our lives, kind of like that sock stuck to Eden's back." "I don't have any sin stuck in my life," Eden said. "What about calling me names when you get mad at me?" asked Jack. "You do that a lot." Eden scowled. "Well, I get mad at you because you take my stuff without even asking, even though I've told you not to." Mom sighed. "It's just like that sock again." Both Eden and Jack gave her a puzzled look. "What do you mean?" asked Eden. "Well, you couldn't see the sock stuck to your back, but Jack could see it plainly. It took someone other than you to see it. Sin can be a lot like that. Plain to see, but we don't always see it in our own lives. Someone else often does, just like you two did just now."
"You mean because we both pointed out what the other one did wrong?" asked Jack.
"That's right," said Mom. "We don't always realize when we've done something that hurts someone else, which is why we need to listen when others point out sin in our lives. We also need to read the Bible and ask God to show us any sin in our hearts. Then we need to confess it to Jesus, knowing that through him we're forgiven and can overcome any sin." She smiled. "After all, we don't want sin we can't see clinging to us, do we?" Eden shook her head. "That would be even worse than walking around with a sock on your back." So how about you? Do you regularly ask God to examine your heart and reveal any sin in your life? Sometimes he does this by having other people point out sins you're not able to see. So listen carefully when others point out sin they see clinging to you, and pray and read the Bible to see if what they say is true or if there are any other static sins in your life. Then confess them to Jesus. Our key verse once again, Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Our key thought today, don't allow sin to cling. Bible camp is one of the most fun times of the year for me. I just wish it was all year long. If you feel the same way, then check out itoadyou.com. You can make your character look just like you, plus decorate your cabin and learn more about God. It's spelled itoadyou.com. Your camp counselor, Jamie, will show you around the camp when you visit itoadyou.com. So be sure to sign up today. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.